Yeah.
Chime in.
I'm gonna follow your lead. I'll be the guest, and I'll let you trigger me, or you know what I mean.
We'll trigger you.
You'll trigger. We'll trigger you. I'm feeling triggered right now.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 196.
This is a podcast where three drunken Cousin Its play retro games for your amusement. I am Cousin It number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am Cousin It number two. My name is Earl.
And I am Cousin It number three. My name is C. Andrew Mayer. And I'm really honored to be with you guys today.
Excellent. We're excited to have you.
Happy to have you here, man.
So as you can hear, Revelers, we got a special guest today. Our friend Andrew is here. And we're going to be, this week, we're going to be playing some Uncle Fester's Quest on the NES, which should be pretty cool. This is a game that I understand that, Andrew, it holds a dear place in your heart.
It does. When this game came out, we were all so obsessed with the NES system, and I remember clearly this weekend when my friends, Bill Healy and a couple other people had a crazy artist loft over by the Halftime Rec in St. Paul, and they had an NES. And one weekend, the Doors movie came out, right? Where Val Kilmer was playing.
Yeah,
Kilmer.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
And I was so fucking inspired by that movie. Can I use profanity?
Oh, fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah!
It is cool. Fucking encouraged.
I'm amongst my people here.
We will have to censor you in post.
Okay. Well, I don't care.
We actually don't do that.
I was so inspired by that movie that I spent the next 3 days just drinking and partying and staying up all night and not bathing and playing Fester's Quest.
Hell yeah.
It was in honor of my good friend Jim Morrison.
Excellent.
But we never finished it. This game was freaking
hard. This is a notoriously hard game. I'm fairly certain many controllers were broken while playing this game.
we might not make it too far.
Before we get to Fester's Quest, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going pretty good. Just, you know, hanging out, doing the school thing. Went and saw Music Man at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater last night.
Yeah,
that show sucks.
Yeah.
it's a fine production of just a bad, outdated show that doesn't need to be done anymore.
Because the Wells Fargo wagon is coming down the street.
All these like musicals from like the 20s and 30s, it's like they're so, most of them have a bunch of racist
shit, there's some questionable things in Music Man, and some just kind of creepy like almost sexual harassment.
Gender
politics.
Yeah. And like the whole, like, I don't know, the woman knows he's a liar, but, you know, she has to love him because that's just the way it works.
Right.
She's going to reform him, or she's going to find the true heart of
him.
It's just not a good play, but whatever.
It was press night, so I got free dinner, drinks, dessert, and all that shit. I don't even bring you a bill. Let me just walk
away.
That's the best. Can have whatever the fuck you want. Not bad, dude.
No, food's good.
You know, if you're gonna sit and watch a shitty old play, at least you got a decent plate. Chicken a la king.
Right.
Great. How you doing, man?
I'm great. Not much new to report. Just been working a lot. We're in tech rehearsals this week at work, so just been
always a fun time.
Just working my life away. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing really well. I want to report for your listeners something they may not know.
The revelers.
Yeah. I want to report to the revelers something they may not know that might help contextualize this. Is that this little garden apartment where this show is recorded smells...
This is Early Studios.
Early Studios.
Yeah.
The garden apartment in the Wedge neighborhood. I know this is Whittier neighborhood of Minneapolis.
This is Whittier, yeah. Yep.
It always smells pleasantly of maple in here because of the vaping.
That's because I got my vaping in. Yep.
Just imagine that you're sitting in a little basement apartment with the smell of maple around you playing old video games. It's almost like your grandpa's pipe smoke.
It is. And I've been kind of grandpa-y lately in my attitude towards the world.
All those fucking kids skateboarding on
God,
the sidewalks.
Get off my fucking lawn.
For
Christ's sake.
For real.
Great. But Jurek, tell the revelers and I and Andrew, have you played any video games since we last met?
Really, all I played this week, they released a demo for Final Fantasy VII Remake.
I know, and I haven't played it yet.
So I played that.
How is it?
It's really good.
Is it good?
I mean, I've been looking forward to the game for a while, and now after
playing, are you even more hype now?
Yeah. The demo is the first, I don't know, hour of the game, okay. Maybe 2 hours. It's. You know,
I heard it was about an hour and a half.
Yeah,
2 hours
somewhere around there.
Like
it's
that,
yeah. So yeah, it's playing through blowing up the first Mako reactor.
Okay.
So right in the opening of the game,
right?
Not, you
Mako.
Know,
That's,
I always said Mako when I
Mako
read it,
reactor.
But in the game, when they say it out loud,
they say
Mako,
Mako. Do they?
Which I'm curious how many things that's going to happen
right?
with. Like,
how many names that everybody's
like, did I pronounce characters' names wrong?
Right. What? Maybe it's Typha.
It is Tifa.
It is Tifa.
They did mention
one
Tifa.
Of the characters,
they already
yeah.
said Tifa. Okay. I'm always curious. Like, I don't know, there's a character, I don't know, you never got that far yet
no,
in the game, but there's a character named, that I always call Yuffie.
Yuffie.
I'm not sure if it's Yuffie or Yuffie, it's probably
Is it
Yuffie.
Y-U-F-I?
It's Y-U-F-F-I-E.
Yuffie. That sounds like Yuffie to me, but I don't
I'm not
I
sure.
don't know. Cool. Well, that's exciting,
but, yeah,
but
it
is
was
it
really
good?
Fun.
Is
it looks great. Yeah, I'm really
What'd
looking forward
on?
To it. PlayStation.
PlayStation
it's only
4?
On PlayStation,
okay. Oh.
I think.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
Is the game coming out on Xbox?
I don't think so.
Oh, really? I thought it was...
I believe... Oh. I'm... Don't hold me to that.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure on that. I will double check that. But I think it's a PlayStation exclusive.
Interesting. Okay, I didn't know that, I guess.
I mean, Sony did... Sony published Final Fantasy VII initially on the PlayStation.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a Sony game, I guess.
Well, it's a Square Enix.
Or
it's
a Square
Soft
game
at the time. But, and now, and you know, I mean, Square usually publishes all their own games. But at the time, I think because it was their first game leaving Nintendo, like, you know, they always only made their Final Fantasy games for Nintendo. And then they were supposed to originally make this for Nintendo, or maybe for the Nintendo PlayStation. Which recently sold for $360,000.
Yeah, the Nintendo PlayStation.
Becoming the most expensive piece of video game
hardware of all time.
Memorabilia.
Yep. So before, there was a prototype.
There's only one known in existence.
The Nintendo 64 existed. Actually, was it even before the Super Nintendo? No.
No. It was
the Super Nintendo existed, and then before the Nintendo 64 and before the PlayStation existed, the PlayStation 1, there was the Nintendo PlayStation.
Nintendo and Sony were making a console together, and then they had a really bad falling out with each other, and they each just came out with their own separate console.
So only one of these consoles, one, maybe a couple, I don't know.
I think there's only one known
actual prototype of the Sony PlayStation.
Like, verified,
known
one.
The Nintendo PlayStation.
The Nintendo PlayStation.
Yep.
And it just recently sold at auction for, I think, $360,000.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's like a Luke, I'm your father moment.
Right.
or like Brett Favre playing for the Vikings.
I mean, but that was like, yeah. But that was before they were competing. You know, they wanted to be partners at the
They've
time.
They've kind of
like,
hated
wow.
each
yeah.
other ever since.
Yep.
Right, no
yep.
doubt. Well,
yeah,
that's
they
good
still have a bit of bad blood. I
they
think,
do actually. Like Microsoft and Nintendo have been playing
yeah,
really
been,
nice lately.
They've been playing nice together, but I don't know that Sony and Nintendo.
I don't know if they really will either. But
the competition has served them well. The competition
really
has made them, you know, distinct. They've all carved out their own identities as video game consoles,
pretty
and
much.
I think that's been good for consumers.
So, it really has.
Much better than a Nintendo PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who knows what our future would be like if they had actually...
Much more boring.
Or we'd be playing fucking Mario on the PlayStation, you know, which would be weird, but we would.
It would be normal to us because it would have been that way since 1996.
Right.
Exactly.
Wow. Cool.
But yeah, so just Final Fantasy VII Remake.
VII. Nice.
That's pretty sweet.
Excellent.
How's Smash going?
Smash is going great. You know, I've been dabbling in Lucina again. I've been going back to my roots. So when the game first came out, I really was into Lucina. And I thought, you know what, now that I actually know how to play the game, let me try Lucina again. And she is fucking good. And I'm much better with her than I was back
then.
Than
used to be.
Yep, than I used to be. But yeah, Smash is what it is. But I also have been dabbling in a little Celeste this week.
Nice.
Inspired by you from last week.
Fantastic.
Celeste is a great fucking game, although I'm at a part now that is my least favorite part in the game, and I don't want to play it anymore.
which part?
So I started over. I'm in the fifth level when those fucking fish chase you around. I fucking hate those fish.
Those flying fish, like, mirror,
with the one eye and they
in the mirrors. What's his name?
The guy captured. Theo. Theo is in the mirrors.
Yeah, I kind of hate that part too.
I do. I just don't. It's just not fun. And I add it, and I just don't. I'm not.
It's not that hard.
But I need to. I don't know. But yeah, Celeste is so
just
fun.
Breeze through it because then it gets really good.
I mean, it's been good up until then. It's just this one part is just so dumb. I hate running from these fish because there's no. Are they're fish, I guess. I don't know. They look
like whatever
fish to
they
me,
are,
but
yeah.
They're like these flying things. But they're just you can't like. I don't know. I don't like them.
No,
like
that's
them
I think that's my least favorite level.
Yeah, I like the level up until the like the it's like the boss fight basically is you're running away from these fish the whole time, but it just makes it. I like. Celeste.
Are you at the end where you're carrying Theo and the crystal?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not even there yet. See, I forgot about that part.
That's
See,
the,
I don't
that's
even
like
wanna,
the boss.
I don't even parts. Fucking want to get to that part because it sounds so lame. But
it's not that hard.
Like, I just lost my train of thought. Fucking Celeste is so fucking fun. I do not remember what I was going to say. I had a good point, but
Celeste is fantastic.
Celeste is fantastic.
Overdub it in post when you.
Yeah. We'll fix it later. Anyway, Andrew, have you been playing any video games?
I have,
week?
In fact.
You have.
Oh,
what are you doing?
I've been playing Okami. The
Okami. Nice.
Wait, what are you playing?
Is it Okami?
On?
I've always pronounced
on my
it Okami.
PlayStation.
But
you know,
on PlayStation 2?
No, it's on the 4. They did a high definition.
Yeah,
totally.
That's right.
No, the voice at the beginning when you start the game.
Does it say Okami?
There's a kid's voice that goes, Okami, Okami, Okami.
Great.
Yeah. You know, I have the same thing. This is a total aside, but I was in the airport in Tokyo, which I've always pronounced Narita. I had a change over there, but over the intercom, I heard them say Narita.
Narita.
Narita. So I believe that perhaps Japanese, when pronounced correctly, accents on the first syllable. But I digress. I've got 109 hours into Okami right now.
Nice.
By far the longest I've ever played any video game, and I'm very near the end. But these game makers were devilish because it's already such a long game with so much
it's
going
a
on.
Long game. I never finished. I remember.
It's really.
Well,
it
obviously
takes that
got
109
hours.
Yeah, it takes 100 hours.
God,
man.
I didn't know it was that
and
long. I think I
end,
played for like 40 hours.
Oh yeah.
Back in I played it on PS2 when it first came out.
Yeah. I tried
it
on PS2 and then just a summer before last got it on the 4 and I've been sort of hacking my way through it with some delays ever since. You know, the game is not that hard. It's long, but it's not that hard. The battles and stuff, you're battling these demons, and you have this paintbrush or your powers of, you know, like doing things, and also their regular weapons you can use. So they kind of lull you because it's like it goes on. It's not that hard. It's fun. I'd never died once. There was a whole thing
is
about
is there a lot of
pouch.
Grinding you have to do to, like, build up your levels and stuff? No.
You keep finding, you know, finishing these tasks that lead you to a god who, like, you know, it's a monkey god or a mouse god or a cow god that gives you a new power, and that's how you keep adding up.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's the most beautiful game ever made, I
mean,
swear
a
to
lot
god.
Of people compare it to The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah,
like,
it's similar to Zelda. I remember when I played, I keep thinking about it and thinking maybe I should play it.
I think
it
it's only $20
stuff,
or something. It's like not
because I never
so
beat
much.
It. I remember, I feel like halfway through the game or something. Like it builds up to a point where you think it's the end.
Yeah.
And then it turns out you're like halfway through.
Totally, it keeps doing that, and then a whole other chunk of the Jap of Nippon, they call it, will appear. You know, and you have to just keep going on and on. It's like, what the fuck?
I think I eventually just stopped because it seemed like I was like, oh, this has got to be the end because it seems like this is the point of the story that it's trying to get me to.
Ooh.
And then it has some twist or something where you keep going. And
I
like,
just beat the 8-headed dragon,
like,
and that was epic, but now
all.
It flew away, and now I have to go battle it again.
You gotta go find it again.
In fact, it turns out you have to battle Orochi. You have to battle him three times over the course of the game.
Is he like the main...
Well, sort of. So here's where I'm at with this, you guys. I'm really at the end. I've done most of the side quests. I've done almost everything. There's one final mission, the Ark of Yamamoto, that you get on and discover the moon people that have been driving all this thing or whatever. I don't really know for sure what that's all about. But in order to get there, I could have just done that, but I wanted to get all of the stray beads because I want to find out what happens when you get all of them. So I have all but two. One of them you get on the Ark. The other one, you have to do this sadistic motherfucking thing that they save for the end. There are these devil gates that are there. There's like three of them scattered around. And what they are, they're little, you go in and you battle demons, right? That's what they call the enemies are demons. Sure. And none of them are very hard by themselves, okay? I mean, there's a lot of them.
There's fucking 100 of them coming in.
And in this devil gate situation, you have to go in, battle like a dozen of these guys. Each battle takes 20 minutes or more.
Oh, geez.
Walk out, wow. And then go walk back in and do another one. You have to do 10 of them. 10 battles without leaving. If you leave to go recharge, you have to start all over.
Oh, my God.
So that's where I'm at. And it turns out I don't have enough stuff. I don't have enough of the, like, you know.
The potions to give life or whatever.
Yeah, and the vengeance slips and the major damage slips and stuff like that. So now I'm running around battling random demons to try to collect as many coins as possible so I can buy enough stuff. And it's like, oh, my God.
That's what we call grinding.
It's grinding. Yeah, I'm grinding. And you know what? I understand that there are many people in, like, Asian countries whose job it is to go run around and collect this stuff. And people pay for it.
They'll buy it.
Largely in MMOs.
World of Warcraft massively multiplayer online
totally.
Games.
I love that. I love thinking about people that whose whole job is 8 hours a day to sit and play a video game and collect, you know, like coins and stuff for rich people in other countries.
You know, I sometimes think about that. Like,
that
I would love for
you,
it would be a good gig. Like, could I just, I would love to just play video games all day, but then, you know, once something becomes a job,
the fun
drains out. And granted, you know, if playing video games was your job, that you know, it'd be pretty cool, but you have to do it every day, you know. Some days you don't want to play video games, but if it's your job, you gotta fucking sit there and play. You know, so
if your carpal tunnel's acting up, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
His baby needs a new pair of shoes.
That's right. That's right. Well, great. Okami.
Let's start
cool.
a trend to call
it's
it.
A, it's a good game. It's a beautiful game.
It is beautiful. It wins. It has
it
to
looks,
win the prize.
It looks so good.
You know, I'm telling you, there's this whole thing of feeding animals in it. You feed them. There's various food that they like, and then it cuts to this like cutscene where you're sitting in this field watching them eat. And the camera sort of pans around you, and it is the most beautiful display of computer graphics I've ever seen. There's just like blossoms flying and all this stuff, and it's sort of translucent, and it's like the happiest, like most beautiful Zen moment of video games ever. So even after having done it 200 times, I still let the whole cutscene play out.
Right.
So beautiful,
so nice, so, yeah. Awesome.
I recommend that to all your rebels.
Should
look
back
all
up. Should look in that game again.
I mean, it's on Switch.
Eventually.
It's on PS4. It's probably on Xbox. I guess I don't know, but yeah. Go pick it up if you can. I think it's fairly cheap, too. I think it's only like $20 game or something.
Well worth it.
And it's on sale a lot, too, I think. So
it'll take up a lot of your time, too, if you need a time waster.
I don't got that time right now.
Yeah, I know, but wait till the winter or something. Really, really bare down.
Wait till the winter. We're just over winter.
I know. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to finish the damn
thing
before I get distracted.
Well, great. Double tap.
What was that?
Double
super
tap
pipe.
The pipe.
Was that an alien come down from a hat? Oh,
super pipe right there.
I think we better get to our three questions.
All right.
What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions that I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. And Andrew, you are also welcome to chime in here.
Yep.
Are you ready, Jurek? Here we go. Stump the researcher. Question number one, Uncle Fester's Quest, NES. Here we go. What inspired Richard Robbins, the game's creator, to make the game?
To make the game?
What inspired him to make the game?
I have no idea. I assume they were ordered to make it. No clue.
That is incorrect. So in an interview from 2014, Richard Robbins said that one night he had a dream in which he was playing a video game called Uncle Fester's Playhouse. He did not go into detail about what the game was like in the dream, but afterwards he decided he needed to make a video game based on the Addams Family, specifically Uncle Fester, and Uncle Fester's Quest is what we got out of that dream. So wow. One dream inspired him to make this game. I thought that was kind of interesting.
He wanted to make a game based on the Addams Family, like...
Well, a lot
I feel
of
like
people,
there was better ways to do it.
See, a lot of people think that this game actually started off as like a basic alien invasion game, and then they just kind of threw the Addams Family.
It doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't, but according to Richard Robbins, that is not it. He like he wanted to make this game like a game about Uncle Fester. You know, apparently saving the world from aliens, but which is a little
weird.
There
had to be a better story.
Okay, 0 for 1 here, Drake. Question number 2. Like many NES games, this game features no saves or any checkpoints of any kind, making it extremely frustrating for the player if you die. What was the developer's reason for not including any saves or checkpoints?
What
they have actually addressed the issue, and what was their reason?
I have no idea. They wanted to make a really hard fucking Nintendo game
because they wanted to for everybody to be fucking miserable. I don't know.
Incorrect. So they said that when they were making the game and testing it, they just had instant access to any area of the game. So it didn't even occur to them that they should put in checkpoints. And then the game came out and players were getting extremely frustrated and they were like, oh, fuck, we messed up. But they owned up to it and they were like, well, when we were testing it, we could just go to any level. So they didn't even think how hard
That's
it would be.
Shitty playtesting.
I mean, it is shitty. Well. So apparently this game was like he had this idea for the game. He pitched it. He had to get the rights from the widow, Charles Addams, who created the Addams Family. He had to get the rights signed off by her, his widow, and then went to Sunsoft, who developed the game, and had to convince them in Japan, who had no idea, the Japanese didn't know about the Addams Family, so it was a tough sell, but he apparently did it. They also, whenever that happened, they wanted it to come out by the next Christmas. So the game was actually very rushed. And so playtesting took a hit. And that's like things like no checkpoints and stuff happened because of how quickly they had to do everything.
Well, I mean, checkpoints existed in games at the time, but it's still pretty early in video game evolution here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
I can sort of see them not
being
aware
of things
like that.
Yeah, they just didn't even occur to them that they needed them. But that's because they were like, oh, we need to test out level 3 or whatever, and they could just go there. They didn't have to get there from level 1 every time. Okay, 0 for 2 here, Drake. 0 for 2. Are you
here
ready?
Here comes 0 for 3.
Here comes 0 for 3. Question 3. The developers themselves obviously knew how difficult and frustrating this game would be because in the manual, they suggest using what, which will really help you out a lot.
Quaaludes.
Quaaludes. Incorrect.
They suggest using what? I don't know. Some sort of fucking code to make yourself invincible or level skip. Or
a good guess.
Konami code?
Nope. In the manual, the manual actually suggests you use a controller with a turbo button feature to constantly keep firing. The manual literally says under the game hints section, the use of a turbo type joystick with rapid fire feature will be quite helpful.
Whoa.
That is unbelievable to me. They put out their game and then had to have a caveat in the manual that said, actually, if you buy a special controller, it'll be much easier. That is like admitting your own game sucks.
Make a good game.
It'll be quite helpful.
Jesus.
All right, 0 for 3.
0 for 3.
Shut you out this week, Jurek. All right. Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I and Andrew, sorry, I keep the Revelers, Andrew, and I, excuse me, a little bit about Fester's Quest for the NES?
Yep. Fester's Quest was released in 1989 on the NES, developed and published by Sunsoft. The lead designer/producer, as Earl mentioned, was Richard Robbins. who also, I guess he's known mostly, he did character design for Blaster Master.
Yeah, Blaster
which
Master.
This game is very similar to Blaster Master in the way it's played.
It is. It's not quite the same, but it's very similar. Yeah.
Blaster Master, I've never played Blaster Master.
Oh, Blaster Master is a goddamn masterpiece.
It looks way better than this.
It's a blaster piece. Blaster Master is a fucking blaster piece.
Nice. The composer of the music.
You get some points for that.
I got points. Yay!
Hey, Mom, I got points. Nice. I got none.
You got none.
Even less now. The composer of the music is Naoki Kodaka.
Naoki Kodaka.
They've worked on games such as Gremlins 2.
Oh, we've played that.
Blaster Master.
Great.
And Batman the video game.
Oh, those are all... Those three games are, like, super awesome Sunsoft NES games.
And he did the music for all
of them. Also, and the music is great in all of them. Should we take a little listen to this music right now?
We should indeed.
Let's do it. It's actually really good.
That sounded awesome.
I
love that 8-bit stuff.
Twist, the version of the Addams Family theme.
It's really good.
I think it's actually really cool. It's a little different, but...
And, you know, there's not too many tracks in the game, but it was an NES game. And, I don't know, it sounds really good for an NES game.
It does. I thoroughly enjoy the music.
You can tell that work went into it. Some games, it's just like, oh, they just... You know, put in some MIDI sounds and called it good or whatever. But I don't know.
Your buddy Naoki or whatever.
Naoki,
really
what
that shit?
Naoki Kodaka.
Naoki Kodaka, and he did a good job.
The hell out of that.
He or she. Sometimes we struggle with gender in Japanese names.
I believe that's a male name.
I believe so too, but it's hard to say. I also think, and correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody knows, but in Japan, the surname comes first. So really, their first name is the last name.
Oh, you're right.
I think that's right.
Kodaka Naoki.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's true, but I'm not positive.
Like early Earl.
Right.
But anyways, yeah. So this game, it's kind of like a overhead perspective, like for some of it, yeah.
Most of it, I guess, but
similar to like Blaster Master, so kind of an overhead or slight. Angle, not like straight overhead. Top down, overhead, like adventure shooter kind of game where you're playing as Uncle Fester and you're fighting against an alien invasion for some reason.
So apparently, like Fester, he's
moonbathing.
He's moonbathing at night, of course. You know, he's sitting
out
in
the moonlight. Pale skin.
He's moonbathing and he sees a UFO land in the city somewhere. And for some reason, Uncle Fester decides he's the only one who can stop the alien invasion. And then he goes on his quest to do that.
He goes and gets his gun.
Which is a bit of a stretch of a story, but I'll buy it. I don't know.
You're going around, you're fighting, I don't know, some aliens and stuff. And throughout the game, you'll encounter other Addams Family members that will kind of give you, like, weapons and items to power-ups to use against the alien invasion as you slowly work your way towards the mothership.
To take it out. And there's also 3D sections. There's like
yeah,
very early
like,
3D where you're walking down like 3D hallways,
like first person,
but they all kind of look, yeah, and it's first person perspective, but there's nothing in the hallways. They're literally just hallways. I don't even know if there's enemies. Like, you have to go into these special houses, wow, in order to get to the bosses. But I'm not even sure there's enemies in there. But everything looks the same in these things, so they become very maze-like, which just adds to the frustration of Fester's Quest. Like,
great.
Wow. Yep. I'm sure I never got that far.
Yeah, they're the boss levels, I guess. So I don't know. You have to go in there and navigate your way to the end, and then you fight the boss, I guess. That's what I understand. That's what I read.
I read a similar thing.
Yep. Well, are we just ready to play this game?
Get into the game,
I think,
man.
We better do a couple shots before we get into this game. So, revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving. So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Whoop.
One more thing I want the revelers to know that they probably don't know is that it's 196 episodes, and these guys have been totally naked for every episode.
Everyone,
this whole time.
That's super funny that you say that. Our friend John was recently on like a month or two ago, and he said the same exact thing.
He's like,
because we're sitting here naked. I mean,
he was like, I didn't realize, I've listened to so many episodes, but I didn't realize you guys do this show naked.
And it's really obvious. We're in a room with some naked dudes playing video games.
Dicks out for Harambe.
They're seriously naked right now.
That's fucking right.
You gotta be comfortable.
That's
hot,
right.
It's hot in this. It's hot in these rhinos.
It's hot. It's kind of hot in these rhinos.
In fact, my penis acts as a third hand on that.
Whoa.
Well, who wants to play first, Jerick? You wanna grab this motherfucker?
Did I just go too far?
No, you didn't go too far. There's no going too far.
No. Well, there is sometimes. Earl has censored me in the past.
I censored Jerick one time.
And you're never going to hear the
earliest about it. That was back on like episode 5.
It was like episode 5 or something. Okay, here we go. We got Fester's Quest. We
Look
booted
at
it up.
How dumb this game is.
Oh,
it's so awesome.
It's going to be so good. Oh, my God. That guy takes a... Oh, so there's these blobs and they split into... like, I don't think you can actually...
I don't know what's fucking going on,
get
him, man.
Get that thing. Get it.
I want it.
No, stop shooting it. Oh,
gun.
I see. Okay.
It's a gun upgrade.
It is a gun upgrade. So what I read is basically before we even get into this game, you want to just stay in this little area and kill as many guys until you get 8 upgrades, until your gun is all the way upgraded. Otherwise, it's going to be hard. And with upgrades, there's two
You
versions.
Only want the blue.
You only want the blue ones. Don't get the red ones. The red ones will decrease your stats, while the blue ones will increase it.
Will those mounds hurt you, or are they just mounds?
I think
okay,
they're
now
little
they're,
blobs,
now they're dead.
But
little
they
blobs.
Keep, every time you kill one, they multiply into another one, apparently with a limit, though. I don't
know. There must be a limit, because it's gone now, finally.
It's gone.
Oh my God, these frogs suck.
They suck. That was another complaint I read, is just the enemies just like keep fucking spawning. Like, you'll kill one and then there's two more just waiting.
Oh yeah.
There's a gunpowder.
Another gun.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, look, you got
look
a little,
that.
It's like a wave gun.
Yeah, and a thing I read like.
Oh, that's a blue frog. What does that mean?
A blue frog. I don't know.
Is he extra hard?
I don't know.
Oh my
but
God.
But that, the, because your bullets like go in this curve. They hit the wall and they just go away.
They just
which is something I guess they changed for the European version. Like it just keeps going. The wall doesn't affect your
shit. Bullets, but it does in the North American version. Yeah. Interesting.
So you're saying there's a European version that had some differences?
Oh yeah, yeah. And I'm sure there's a Japanese version that also has some differences.
Do you think it had saves, level saves?
No, I doubt
it.
Yeah. I mean, but they did. There's a lot of European games that are slightly different than the versions we
have.
Yeah.
There's a key.
That's going to be important.
You do need the keys.
I would assume so.
Really, you want the gun power-ups.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where to go, though. God,
this fucking, like...
Well, this is the only way to
go.
This
gun sucks. Oh, why,
sucks.
Why would my
Shooting
bullets
sideways.
Do this?
Oh,
ooh,
get the light bulb.
Ooh, yeah. There we go.
The light bulb, I think... Oh, you need the light bulbs in the sewer.
Yeah.
Because it's too dark in the sewer. You have to use the light bulbs. And the light bulb is actually a reference to the Addams Family when Uncle Fester would put a light bulb in his mouth. And they would... No, you don't want the red gun, though. The red gun will decrease your...
It decreases my gun. Yeah. It brings me back to the
past. So it'll either say it in red or blue. If it says gun in red, don't get it. If it says gun in blue, you do want to get it. And I think that's the same with money too. I think money is red or blue. Maybe I'm wrong, or something else is. I don't remember.
Oh, shit. Oh my god!
Whoa, bees! Look at all the bees!
Fuck
oh
that
my
guy.
God!
I think I remember reading about the. I'm just not going to shoot them.
Oh, you just don't shoot them, and they're fine. Then they don't. They don't. Oh man! With the curve. Oh god! Run,
oh god!
Run away!
Wow! Your head just went right through that guy, and it didn't hurt you.
Well.
That's good.
That means the hitboxes on the characters are actually fairly well done.
The hitboxes,
which is like the box. Think of your character. There's a box around your character, and when an enemy enters that box, that's how it knows when to take a life away.
Right.
Yep. Look at these frogs. Oh, my God. That one used his tongue. Oh, my God.
What just happened? You
lost a health. And there's only 2 health points. There was a gun back there.
I know. There's also fucking frogs.
Oh,
it's game over.
It's totally sadistic.
Jesus.
Gotta do
Christ.
This.
Christ.
What good does that those dollars do you? What is the money?
I have no
idea.
You can buy
things. I think you can buy some upgrades.
What does
do? Let's continue and see what happens. I think it's
nothing.
Just, so anytime
you still got the gun upgrade at least.
That's what it does.
Okay.
So anytime you continue, like I guess you keep your upgrades, obviously, but even if you're at the very last boss, it will start you at the very beginning of the game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Which is just, it's, whip. That said whip and not gun.
Whip it good.
Well, whip
you do
it
have,
real,
yeah,
dude.
I think, I know I read something about gun. There being,
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Balls. Way better.
Balls.
Spiraling balls of fire.
Yeah. I read an article that basically recommended you upgrade your gun fully. How many gun upgrades do you think we've got so far?
That was probably
four or five. Three, four, or five. Somewhere around there. There's 8 apparently total. And you really want to have an upgraded gun the whole time. Otherwise, you're pretty much fucked, is basically what I read. Bees! Run away!
Yeah, when you shoot him, he shoots back.
Hot dogs! There's a hot dog stand.
I'm having total nostalgia flashbacks here, dude.
Oh, I got another key.
The
keys you need to get into the boss houses. I think. Is this a hole? What is this? No, that's
shadow?
A shadow.
Yeah. Oh.
So the hot dog stand.
Can you just walk over this black part over here?
Oh,
is that just the shadow of the house?
I can.
I think you go down there.
Stairway.
Let's go in here for a second, though. I think
you go down the stairway, and that's maybe the first actual level.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. So it's super dark in there because I didn't
way
use a light
dark.
Bulb. But I
how
had
you,
to press
how
A
do you
to go
use
in
a light
there.
Bulb?
And I want to try and.
I don't know if you can go in.
Don't we have keys?
We do have some keys.
Oh, my God. These fucking frogs are nuts.
There's a light bulb.
Let me
How
try
do
and go
you
in
use
here.
Light bulbs?
That's a good question. Select pauses. Oh, okay.
Oh.
So you press start, you got a whole fucking... You have a whole inventory.
You got 25 monies.
I got 25 monies, 7 light bulbs, 2 keys. But you can also have a vice grip, potion, missile, noose, invisible,
and then there
and
it says gun. Wow. Oh, so gun, you have 5 upgrades.
Oh, I have 5
so
upgrades.
And then there's whip.
You get the whip from Morticia in a house somewhere.
Oh.
I read that, but I don't know how to get into the houses. You have to use a key.
Use a key.
So let's... Oh, I got a red gun.
Lowered your gun. Yep, went down to 4.
Key. Oh, there we go.
Wednesday.
Give me vice grips.
Thanks,
Wednesday.
Wednesday, you're awesome.
Cool. Oh, okay. Well, we got a vice. Oh,
played by the lovely
Christina
Ricci in the movie.
Christina Ricci.
What happened to Christina Ricci?
I don't know, but I want to marry her.
I know, right? Where did she go, and why did she leave me?
She's in stuff. I mean,
is she still?
I don't know.
I feel like I haven't seen Christina Ricci in anything for so long,
Pugsley gives
and
you TNT.
I love Christina Ricci.
Yeah. She's had a couple of comebacks, but she's probably, reveling in her
so
star.
Do you use
a light bulb?
A light bulb?
Oh, there you go.
Oh my god,
rats
and game.
I'm dead. And I'm dead.
Fucking rats.
All right. Well,
All
right. Andrew, give it a shot.
I'm flashing back 30 years right now, you guys. Wow, I don't even know what to do here.
Press start.
I'm not going to make it anywhere in this game.
Oh, continue. There we go. Yeah. No, we're not going to make it anywhere in this game. I was pretty confident we wouldn't do that. So, yeah, B shoots. A
seems to do nothing.
No, I think what it does is once you go to your
inventory
screen.
There's more of these
things
now than there ever
there
were before.
Is. Why are there, there's more and more. Don't get the red one. Don't get the red one. Yep. I don't know. Nope. It's okay.
Whip upgrade.
What were we just talking about?
I have no idea.
I don't remember either. Oh, there's
gun.
A yes gun. Get it. Nice.
Nice. You got
the. Oh, now you got
one.
The.
Oh no, you ran into that guy. Yep.
What did I do? Oh no, that's a health loss.
That's a health loss. And you only have two health. I don't know. I don't know how you get it back.
I think vice grips. I feel like I remember reading that like that somehow is health.
That is the weirdest thing.
Well, because Fester's weird, man.
Well, I know.
He, like, puts a vice on his head.
Select? No, where's the...
Start. Press start.
Oh, start is the...
Yep. Okay. Yeah, try using a vice grip.
Try it.
And do I hit A?
Press start.
Press start.
Just on the vice grip, and now hit A.
Oh, maybe not.
It used something.
It did something.
A noise happened.
No, I probably wasted it.
Well, that's okay. You had 10 of them.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. Are you sure the vice grip is helpful?
I don't know. Maybe not.
That seems weird, but...
Well, I mean...
I mean, this whole game is weird, so it's hard to say.
I thought I saw something about that, but maybe not.
Oh,
no. Let me see. Vice.
I think you want to go up, but I could be wrong.
Through the steward?
Yeah, but actually you can go through... Just ignore that guy. I would just skip him. These fucking frogs.
Fucking frogs.
Yeah, I think you want to go up on that grassy knoll and go. You got to go around because I don't think you can get there this way. But I don't know. Hard to say. Get this frog. Apparently the enemies are a little stingy on dropping the gunpowder.
I know. Vice grips restore Fester from slow stats.
Oh, there's another sewer that you can go into.
Maybe we come up there when we go down the other one.
Say that again, Drake. What?
Vice grips restore him from slow status.
Oh, okay.
Apparently you get
slow
sometimes.
Maybe some enemies
slow
you down or something.
And apparently
vice grips.
Wait a minute. What if I use
money? Oh,
money
at the hot dog stand.
Yes!
You bought a hot dog!
You
nice.
Bought a hot dog!
Nicely done!
Okay.
You buy a hot dog, you get some life,
now
and there's multiple
with
sewer
juice.
Entrances.
Yeah, where the fuck do you go, man?
Try this one. You gotta press A on the staircase. Now when you're in here, press start.
Bulb.
And use a light bulb. Press start again, and
press
then
start
A.
And now A.
Oh, but you gotta,
not
move be on the staircase.
You gotta move a little bit from the staircase.
Yeah, so you gotta go up, or over.
Yep.
There we go. Yep. Yeah, you just press start. The inventory screen is a little convoluted.
Now let's just kind of try to go through here, man.
All right, we're in
the
sewer.
I don't know where this is taking us, but
these rats apparently
are fucking rats.
Like the worst. These hallways are so skinny
that your weapon, just hits the walls.
Although
you have to stand in the right.
Yeah, you got to stand right in the center of it. Apparently,
there. See, like
there,
that.
See that? That'll get them.
That's probably death right there.
I assume he doesn't.
Oh no! Fuck you,
these rats. They're so fast, and, like, I don't know.
That's the worst.
It is the worst.
All right, I'm going back to the hot dog stand.
Are you going? Oh, you're going to go back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because.
I mean, it seems like you might turn around and get this motherfucker. Oh,
I
dead.
Died. Because with only two health, you just have to keep going back to the hot dog stand.
And there is, apparently, there are two spots in the game where you can upgrade your health. And get another health.
Yeah, I know.
A third and even a fourth?
And even
a
fourth.
Oh,
my
God.
Only four.
Decadence.
Only four. And one of them is fairly close to the beginning, I read, but I didn't register.
Come on, give me the next gun
level. I don't remember
level.
Where it was. Yeah, you want to, like, I don't know. What I read was, like, just stay out here until you fucking have full gun.
Yeah.
And then try and play the game. Did we look, when you bought that hot dog for the life, did we look how much money it actually cost you?
I think you took one.
It looks like one.
Oh, it cost one. Oh, that's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. And do you get $1 for every money symbol you collect?
Looks that way.
Looks
yes.
that way. Okay.
We're about to experiment further here to find out to confirm.
34.
So,
ooh,
35.
We have 35.
At least the continue thing.
Carries over all
it
your
carries
items.
Carries over all your items and stuff, which is
ooh.
Fairly helpful. You got
you just,
the red whip.
You just remember red
oh,
whip.
I don't have a whip
but
yet.
But you don't even have a whip
so.
Yet, so.
Figured it's okay.
Yeah. I'm just basing this off of a speed through I watched long ago.
Good
I
blue
think
gun.
You
yes.
want to go into the sewer that Ooh, I went better. Into when I was born.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think that's over this. That's right, but I could be wrong.
I'm just going to stand here and kill these frogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping they would just keep coming.
Well, they were keep coming for a second there. And they are, actually. They just
I want another gun.
Yeah, one more upgrade because this is stupid.
Is this? Are we at 7 or are we at 6?
We're at 6.
We're at
now.
6.
We should be.
And it's powerful spinning gun, but it's still stupid.
It's just so big. Like, they just can go around
these
fucking frogs without even hitting
them. They can hop right in
the
middle of it and not get hit. Oh, my God.
You guys, one of you guys.
It's like the hole in the donut.
Gotta drop fucking something.
It is. I don't know. See, like, I feel like you gotta. Oh, no, they are dropping stuff.
They
drop
stuff.
I was like, I feel like you got to reset it, like move a little bit to like get the RNG to change, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
The RNG?
The random number generator. So like, you know, like a lot of games, the way they work is like as you move, different values are changing, you know, underneath everything and the RNG changes.
And that's how things decide
what
and when they drop something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's a red gun.
I dropped a red gun, but
don't take it. Don't be tempted.
See, but the red money counts as money, which is a little obtuse.
Yeah, they're really inconsistent.
They are.
God.
I mean, I can actually see, like, there are two camps about Fester's Quest as far as gamers go. There's the gamers who think this is literally the worst game ever made and have broken 100 controllers trying to play it. And then there's the gamers who really love it.
Yeah.
And I can actually see why people would love it. Like, it seems like there is a challenge here, but it also, I mean, granted, we're fucking 5 minutes into the game, but
and that's all
I was
going to
say, like,
that's
it seems like a doable
get.
Challenge. Like if
well,
you,
we also, yeah,
there's ooh, a gun upgrade.
Gun.
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, you got little triangles,
that's way
little,
better.
Little cones
that
or
is
whatever.
Way
oh,
better.
That is way better. That's fucking wrecking, guys.
So I'm going to throw this hypothesis at you guys that I think this is the earliest entry into the really frustrating, impossible game genre, which is what Dark Souls is and what what else? There's some others. You know what it is? It's like that Penn and Teller game where you drive for 8 hours across
the
desert. The bus trip.
What?
Yeah, bus trip. I think it's called bus trip or
bus
it's
journey
called
or something.
Road trip. Or
yeah.
You literally all you do is you are on a road and you're in the driver's seat of a car and you just go straight for 8 hours.
It's a bus.
What?
And it's just a flat, it's a cornfield in or whatever, or like a desert, you know, like you're driving from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, right?
Yep.
And they put a little bit of a side motion in it so that you can't just put a brick on your controller and let it go because it'll slide to the side. If you crash at any point, you go back to the beginning. If you run over anything or run into a pedestrian or whatever, at any point, you go back to the beginning. And if you spend 8 hours getting yourself to Las Vegas,
it might even be more than that. It's like a long time.
It's like it's something like that. Some 8 hours of just sitting there with your controller, and when you get there, you get 1 point.
Yeah. It's like the ultimate troll game. They are trolling you so hard.
But I'm told that people that play it for like charity. They say,
I'm sure it's done at GameStop Quick, probably. But
there's like
the
one guy that's
do
done
it
14
is...
times or something.
Right,
like, dude, you need a life.
Yeah. Jesus.
Sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible.
So I'm just saying that there's some DNA of Fester in that game.
There may be. This, I mean, at the time, pretty much any NES game that was coming out, besides like your Nintendo published
fucking hard
games, they were all, there's a term that we like to refer to called Nintendo Hard. And Nintendo Hard originated on the NES with games like this because they're just so... Because what they hadn't... Arcades were a thing, and arcades were incredibly difficult because they wanted you to keep pumping quarters into them. But once home consoles came out, they didn't quite realize that they didn't have to make them so hard yet. Like, because there's no... Like, there's... You know, you're not... You buy the game once. You're not... keep pumping quarters into something, you know, you're not paying for it, but they still kept that concept for the
eventually
consoles.
They did it because then they didn't want you to be able to beat it
to
in a
rental
period. They didn't want you to rent the game, beat it, and then never play it again.
Right.
They wanted you to rent it, be like, oh, get a glimpse of hope, and then convince your parents to buy it for you.
Right.
Right.
So that you could rent continue to play it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or yeah, rent it over and over or something. Right. Yeah. They wanted you to keep playing it. Oh, damn it.
Oh, you got the gun decreaser.
Dang it.
Or the gun, what do we call that? A
gun decreaser.
Power down. A gun decreaser.
Power down.
But you guys, Mario wasn't frustratingly hard.
No,
I mean, there were moments where you could get frustrated with it, but it wasn't like sadistic. You know?
But there are a lot of games. Like, what's maybe the most, Mylan's Secret Castle, which we played a couple weeks ago,
difficult.
Is maybe the one that is the definition of Nintendo hard. Also, Fester's Quest is probably up there, actually.
Yeah.
But
I mean, there were games on.
Although
the...
we've gotten farther in this game now than we have on some games that we've played.
Is that true?
Oh yeah,
we're still in like the first like teeny little.
Yeah,
area.
Yeah. But some games it's just like
a rat right away.
I don't even think I can like shoot anything in these narrow hallways.
You got to be in the middle.
Oh. He's on the pipe though. He's not running.
No, my like thing, like you literally can't even shoot anything.
Get in the middle.
It doesn't matter.
Andrew had the same thing.
Had the slightly smaller one.
Oh yeah.
The second upgrade of this is too big. You can't shoot anything in this fucking room.
Oh my god!
You spew out caterpillars. It's
gross. Oh my god!
Gross.
They are. This fucking like weird head floats around and spits out bugs.
Ew.
Bees.
Somebody really needs to. Drop my next gun upgrade. I was trying to get it up there, and then I accidentally picked up a fucking red one.
Don't go in there. You
and all the enemies respawn. Like, that's just why it's so fucking hard.
It's sadistic.
It is sadistic.
But it's somehow beautiful.
It is. I know. Like, oh, my God. Look at all these blobs.
Ooh,
keep
splotches
fucking,
of green goo that are trying to
kill
they
you. Keep morphing into more
keep
green goo.
Multiplying.
Ooh. Oh my god!
You gotta multiply. At least give me a fucking gun drop.
Yeah,
this is like the
enough
worst.
Of these light bulbs and shit.
And actually, the article I read that talked about the manual saying use a turbo button specifically referenced the turbo button, or actually the manual specifically references the turbo button is good for these blobs that keep multiplying because you can just.
You can just hold the button down.
It just goes. But, Drake, if you hold the button down right now,
it shoots it once.
You
stops.
can't just hold the button.
Nope.
You have to keep pressing it. Like, yeah.
Oh, I see.
There's
a gun.
Get it.
Woohoo!
Yes,
there you go.
Oh, God. It just wrecks them.
Fucking wrecking them now.
Okay.
All right. So I came up this way.
Yep. You got to keep going this way. We're going to beat Fester's Quest.
We are going to beat Fester's Quest.
What are we looking at?
I don't know. We're probably almost done.
I think we are, but that's okay.
We're going to go offline and play this bitch.
And beat it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have watched a speed run of this game, and like people can do it.
I have.
Fucking.
Do you want to know what the speedrun world record is?
Let me guess. I would say the speedrun world record of Uncle Fester's Quest is 17 minutes and 45 seconds.
You're not far off.
Am I over or under?
You're over.
I'm over. Okay. How about 14 minutes and 36 seconds? Oh, checking his notes.
Very close. What? 14 minutes and 31 seconds.
Oh, my God. I was
five seconds off.
Damn,
holy
dude.
Shit. 14 minutes. See, somebody can beat this game in 14 minutes. That's insane. And that's a regular speed run, right? That's not like a tool-assisted speed run.
No, that's... Yeah. That's just a dude or gal playing this game.
Just fucking going through it. That's...
Dude.
So awesome.
That was like you with your girlfriend, Earl. You were always 5 seconds off.
5 seconds off. That is correct.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but it sounds right.
But it's got to be right.
I'm slow.
It's one of those fact.
Oh, use the vice grip.
Facty things.
I'm fast again.
Might not be true, but feels right.
But feels right. Oh, this frog is going to fuck you up.
Fuck
Rick.
You, frog.
You're
He's
fucked.
Got a
You're
tongue.
Yeah,
no!
You
You're fucked. Oh, my God. Here... Oh. Andrew, you play again.
All right, one last shot at
I think, are
it,
we at one
yeah,
last shot?
Yeah, here, as you do one last shot, I'm going to bring up a random discussion
random
question
discussion
here.
Question, let's
All
do
right.
it. I haven't even had a single sip of my beer.
We're going to go with, let's
Ooh.
See.
I like Winter Ale, Summit Winter Ale, but it's very sweet.
It's so sweet, yeah.
Ugh. For some reason, the Summit Winter Ale gives me such a hangover.
Yeah.
It's like that weird, it's like that perfect level of darkness. Like, it's not too dark, but it's also not too light. Pick another one. We need a sweet-ass discussion question tonight. We haven't had one for a while, Revelers. We're going to need you to send some discussion questions in. We would really appreciate it. I know we say that every week, but...
And we want you to actually request Ciandra Mayer as a guest star again.
Because, I mean, you can be on any time.
I've obviously been so important and interesting.
Right? Don't get that one.
Do not get the red gun.
This fucking, like, triangle gun or whatever they are, cones? Are they cones? They look like cones.
Maybe, yeah. It's pretty good, but it's not, it's still irritating because it doesn't just fire. There's, like, holes they can jump through. Weird, like, you know. It's like in Knives Out. Did you guys see that
movie? Oh, I did. I just watched it last
not
week.
Yet. I
he
want to.
He had that unbelievable speech about, we thought that we had the donut hole that fit right in the hole in the donut, but the donut hole had a hole in it, too.
So
that's
good.
This is like.
There's a gun.
There it is.
Yes!
There it is. I'm about to get my power up on the gun.
Is this it?
Yes. Woo-hoo!
Oh, man. This gun is fucking rocking.
Now we are rocking this game.
Oh,
there you go.
Man.
Take that, bitches. Ooh, yeah.
Press start once. Oh, yeah. We're at full power now.
Is that
we got
full power?
That's full. There's 8 power-ups.
Awesome.
So this is as powerful as your gun.
Okay,
can get.
But it's awesome.
It is awesome, it's but good. I feel like it should have killed that frog faster than it did.
I know. It should have. Now these frogs are like the more evil kind.
They are. Like, do the enemies get more powerful the
I
more
think
powerful
they
your
do.
Gun
it,
gets?
It appears that way.
Oh, do you have the ultimate power-up?
Yeah, it's the ultimate gun.
But they seem less...
no, you're
see,
mowing.
Look,
you're
mow
fucking
down,
mowing
dude.
These guys
yeah,
down.
I can mow these.
Don't get that red gun.
I'm not going to get that red gun.
Don't even worry about the
money. I'm not
going
to get the dollar because I don't even care, dude.
All right,
I just want to kill some.
Here's
frogs.
A question.
Okay.
What fictional character is amazing in their book, show, movie, video game, but would be insufferable if you had to deal with them in mundane, everyday situations?
I mean, my first answer off the top of my head is Harry and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, God.
I mean, like, the movie's hilarious. I love the characters in the movie, but, like, if I actually had to deal with those two guys...
You'd want to fucking rip your fucking ears off to not listen to another word they say because they're so stupid.
That was the very first thought that
that's
came to my
head. That's a good answer.
I don't know.
Yes, the movie is hilarious and they're great to watch.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah. But if,
God,
you actually
if I
had
was
to,
trying
like...
to have a conversation with them in real life... Oof.
What's the soup du jour? That's the soup of the day. Mm, that sounds good. I'll have that. That's my favorite line in the whole fucking movie. What's
is,
the soup
that
du
is
jour?
Great.
That's the soup of the day. That sounds good. Oh my God.
Ooh.
Oh, press start.
You're about to get killed by a rat.
You're about to get killed by a rat.
No, they can't kill me.
They
when
they're going right
you
around you
they
where
are
you
going
are.
Right around you. Like, if you move...
Oh, my God. There's looks like there's so many rats going right
oh,
now.
Oh, you're dead.
Oh, shoot. I would die. Oh, okay. I was
you
dying.
Can't even see... That's
oh,
so weird.
Oh, my God. You can't
in
even
the dark,
see
you can't even
hit.
You can't even see your life bar.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, everything
wow.
is dark. What are we at time-wise?
We're done.
Are we done? All right.
We've
we're
explored...
Done.
Otherwise,
we've made
yeah.
some good discoveries on this game already, you
I mean,
know?
I
think we've given some tips and hints to your to the revelers that they can actually go and play this game.
Professor's Quest.
Now that we know, you
just,
go to the
just
hot
grind
dog
out
stand
your
get,
weapon
you know,
where
what?
It's easy up top.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And get that turbo weapon, man, because that is the shit.
Yeah.
Oh, the shiznit.
Oh, you're good.
I'm good, man.
Well, wait a minute. Do we need to discuss this question any longer?
I mean,
do you have any character that is great in their own thing, but would be insufferable in real life?
Probably all of them.
All of, I mean, basically all of them.
A lot of
like,
them,
even
yeah.
like, who's like the most, like, who's like a famous literary, like Huckleberry Finn. Like, fuck that little kid. He's such an, he's annoying, but I love his little book. You know, I don't know. Like,
I know recently I've been watching Scrubs, and Abby keeps saying, like, JD is fine in the show, but she's like,
oh,
I would never want to hang out with him in real life.
No.
He would just be terrible.
He would. That is correct. Although I would hang out with Turk.
Oh, yeah.
Turk
seems
like a good guy.
Definitely hang
JD
out with Elliot.
JD seems like, I don't know. He's annoying for annoying's sake or something. I don't know.
He has his moments, but
yeah.
he's also, yes, very annoying.
Yeah.
You know, I think most of them, I like, what was a... What, in Back to the Future?
Marty McFly?
Marty McFly would be the most irritating fucker. You'd want to punch his cute little...
That is actually
his
really
His cute
true.
Little teenage
Why is this kid
Michael
hanging out with
face,
this random,
man.
Like, old scientist?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
There's something weird
there,
going on
there. Was just actually this last week on Reddit, there was a great picture. It was Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox. Christopher Lloyd is 81 and Michael J. Fox is now 51 and they were doing a little hug, and it was a very heartwarming picture.
Yeah.
I don't know. And poor Michael J. Fox, that guy, I really did think he was a good actor.
He was a good actor. Well, he was very straight and squeaky clean all the time.
Yeah,
he was a
good
actor.
But he was good. And I mean, he only would have gotten better, maybe, but he just couldn't. He's in stuff still, but
he's
usually
cast as
like
the guy with Parkinson's.
With Parkinson's, yeah. Totally.
Or in, like, cool. He's in a couple episodes of Scrubs.
He is, yeah.
But he's a doctor with, like, OCD.
Right.
So he's very fidgety and everything.
Right, so it works.
Yeah,
whatever.
It works, yeah. And it's great in it.
It's
cool
that people respect his talent enough that they figure out how to incorporate him into their work. You know?
Right.
They
right.
tried
cool.
to... He had a show a couple years ago where he was the star. It was like him.
Yeah,
it was an
right.
exaggerated version of him. Like, it was the Michael J. Fox show,
or
something, where it's supposed to be like him and his family. So he has Parkinson's in the show and everything.
Yeah.
But I think it only lasted like a season.
Right, yeah. Right.
I mean, the overall thing is that you never want to meet your heroes because they always disappoint.
They always disappoint. Yep, that
they're always blown up much bigger in your head than they are in real
because
life.
Because it's weird. It's...
Even me, Sandra Mayer, none of your rebels want to meet me. Even though they all think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread right now, if they met
if
me,
they met
would
you,
be
they'd
sorely
be like,
disappointed.
Exactly.
AF. Disappointed AF.
Right.
Well, I'm not disappointed. I am honored to be here, you guys.
Yeah.
This has been a total freaking riot.
Now it's final
and
shots.
Now it's time for final shots for final thoughts. So, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo! Okay. Wow. Okay. Let's see here. How many vice grips out of five do you give Uncle Fester's Quest for the NES?
It's hard to say because we didn't really do anything in this
we
game.
We literally never got out of the front yard.
We did not go anywhere. I'm not really sure what the game is or
I
consists
think it's this.
Of.
I mean, we didn't get to any of the 3D houses.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably after that sewer we were in.
Right.
And who knows if we were even in the right sewer.
God
apparently,
only
there was
knows.
Three of them
I feel like that is. I watched a bit of like a speed run, and
I
feel like
I
that's where they made their
too.
Way
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Pretty good.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's definitely playable and everything. Controls well. It makes sense once you kind of get the feel of it, and I can see it. Yeah. After you get that like ultimate. Power up gun, you know, maybe being able
to kind of
make
get
your
a
way through,
bit
just
through.
Fucking spam that shit
yeah.
on everything.
I think I'm gonna give it a. I'm only gonna give it a 2.5 out of 5, a straight half rating, only because it's like. When you die, you start all the way over.
Yeah, that's brutal. At least you keep your weapons.
The continue
cool.
feature is
It
nice.
Would still be frustrating. Like, it's less frustrating to me because we never made it very far to begin with.
Right.
But if we were, like, towards the end and that happened, then but, I would... your TV would be broken.
Yeah, you'd keep all your stuff, but you still start all the way at the beginning. So that's...
That
would
be
know.
Super frustrating.
Andrew... How many, what did I say?
Vice grips.
How many vice grips out of five would you give?
You know, I'm going to right now give it 3 out of 5 vice grips because it partly for the nostalgia factor, playing it again. And I mean, you guys are kind of used to playing these games, these 8-bit Nintendo games. And I'm not so much. And the whole look of it, you know, look at the colors of the letters and as they flash and stuff. And the
I think it looks great.
I think it looks frankly. It looks so beautiful. There's
graphically,
this,
it looks
this,
good.
This artful simplicity to these things now.
Actually,
that,
these cartoony letters on the title screen,
are
they really look nice.
Yeah,
they really
it's
do.
Impressive, you know. And that whole weird little cutscene at the beginning of the spaceship coming down is really cheesy, but it had to take a lot of effort in 1989
to make that happen,
you know? And I appreciate it from this perspective. And I want to ask you guys something and ask your revelers something. Maybe they can contribute this. You said that thing about the 3D houses that you get into, okay?
Yep.
There was a game You guys remember Radio Shack, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. Radio Shack had was owned by a company called Tandy. And yep. there was a time very early on in the personal computer phase when they put out the TRS-1, the Tandy Radio Shack 1 was their personal computer offering, okay? Yeah. They actually sold quite a few of them. There was a Radio Shack across from the arcade in Harmar Mall when I was about 13. And we discovered in there that on this TRS-1, they had this game that was the cheesy, like, green monitor, you know, the original thing. Yeah. But it was in 3D. You walked down these hallways from a first-person perspective, and it drew them as you went, and entities would appear that you had to kill. And there was actually stuff about you would get things like a sword, and then you'd get to a point where you had to do something with the sword in order to move ahead and stuff like that. And we were so obsessed with it, and they wouldn't let us play it because we were just, you know, taking up space at the Radio Shack. I would love to see that game again, and if anybody knows what the fuck I'm talking about and knows what that was called, I would love to find out.
We'll figure it out. There is a subreddit called Tip of My Joystick, and it's all about just that thing where somebody remembers a game that they played 20 years ago. They only can remember little bits about the game, and they'll describe it, and somebody will be like, you know what that
Almost
game is?
Always
it's this
gets
game.
Answered.
And somebody
awesome.
Will know what it is. So
put
we'll,
it
put
it
on, we'll put it on
this
Tip of My
This was a proprietary TRS-1 game.
TRS-1.
Very
TRS-1
early,
one
it was
a
40 years ago. Thank you very much. Not dating myself or
right,
anything.
Right, 40 years ago or 20 years
when
ago.
When I was about
whatever.
Minus three.
Right, know. Right. Yeah. Cool. Well, yeah, Fester's Quest. I don't know. Yeah. Pretty good game. What do yeah. other people think?
It's
of this
kind
game?
Of funny. So it got mixed reviews.
Yeah, it seems right.
But it's funny rankings. Like looking back on it. So here's a bit of a contradiction by two separate companies. So Games Radar ranked it as the 73rd worst game ever made.
The 73rd worst game ever made. I bet they made a list of the 100 worst
yeah,
games.
Yeah, probably. And the staff criticized its excessive difficulty and lack of comicality.
Comicality.
So, like, they didn't think it's not whimsy
funny.
Enough.
Well,
there's
why?
No whimsy, there's right? No, he's just
I
killing
mean,
frogs
what's
over
life
and over again.
Without
yeah,
whimsy,
who knows?
You know?
But then, at the same time, IGN ranked Fester's Quest 45th on its top 100 NES games of all time.
Oh, shut up!
What? IGN
oh my
did?
God.
Apparently, I don't know when, but
Fester's
according
Quest
to Wiki-
the top 50
according
NES
to Wikipedia, games? It's in the top 100 NES. It's 45th. On its top 100
no.
NES games list.
Wow.
I don't know when that was.
There are almost 700 officially licensed
by Colin
NES
Moriarty.
Games,
you would,
and
Colin
I
would
not
never
say
this
is in the top 50.
No. No.
I don't know. I mean, this is a fine game. It's not a terrible game.
Well, maybe we just need to get further into it.
Maybe we do. Maybe we do. Maybe it gets really fucking
maybe
good.
Maybe it gets
I
really
mean,
fucking
but
awesome.
But nobody's been past that first sewer, so nobody knows.
Nobody will ever know.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. Wow.
So two very different.
Wow, that is
two
so
different companies
different.
With very different opinions on this game.
The 73rd worst game of all time. Not just
yeah.
the worst NES
yeah, just,
game of
just
all time.
Just worst game
just
ever
the
made.
73rd wow. worst game or the 45th best game of all time.
Well, 45th
best,
best NES,
NES
game.
Game of all time. Yeah, that's still crazy though. I don't
considering
know.
There's. What, 700?
I could list 50 off the top of my head right now.
Better, way
better.
Better
than this game.
Oh, I can list 100 probably that are better.
Maybe.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Probably, yeah, I'd probably struggle.
I probably but. Have, in this cabinet over here, I probably have, I probably have 50 of the best games.
That was in maybe. 2016, it looks like, when they ranked it 45.
45, okay. Okay, so not that long ago. Great.
I think we need to do some more research. That's about
right. We need to play a little more. Fucking get a little farther. Let's see here.
Anyways, yeah.
Anyways,
that's
I think
Fester's
that's about
Quest.
It. Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Fester's Quest, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling.
And you can find me on Twitter at CandrewMayer, CandrewMayer.
Excellent. Jurek, if they wanted to email us, could they do that?
Indeed. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, any game suggestions, any discussion questions. We would love discussion questions, Revelers. We say that every week, but we would really love them. It's actually been a while since we've heard from any of you.
True.
So we'd really like to hear from you.
Is there anybody out there?
Is there anybody out there?
Let's see. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app, or actually give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. I literally think no other podcast app.
That's probably it.
We're on them all, but I don't think any of them else have ratings or anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But if they do, give us a rating. But also give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, and yeah, we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Andrew, thanks so much for being on this week.
Much appreciated.
I'm so honored. I can't even tell you.
Well, like, we're happy to have you, man.
I'm just going to have to go home and do something unspeakable.
Unspeakable. I love it. I love it. I think that's about it for this week,
Indeed.
Though. You want to take us out, Jared?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Cousin Itz.
Game on, Cousin Itz.
Game on, Cousin Itz.
I have become comfortably numb.
Fuck yeah.